Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
Dale and Keith coming up at 10. This is Steve. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you? Danielle, I'm glad you're back because I'm being followed. just I have a question for you guys. Do you ever wonder, like, when everyone's eyes are on the insurrection, what's going on somewhere else in the world that we're being diverted to this craziness?
Ooh. Yeah, like gas prices going up?
Pakistan, when half... Yeah, something like that. But like in Pakistan, half the country lost their energy for a little bit, and GE and China couldn't do a deal. I mean, we're being so manipulated. If you have a VPN and you change the VPN to Rome and you Google something there, you're going to get different results than Googling from the U.S. Anyway, maybe I should be in the other segment with the cuckoo clock, but have a great day.
Yeah. I mean, I guess... kind of interesting, kind of out of the blue. We weren't talking about Googling things in other countries.
We were talking about Tiger Woods.
We were talking about Tiger Woods. We were talking about Armie Hammer.
Speaking of actors, by the way, did you see Bruce Willis had to issue an apology for not wearing a mask?
No. Where was...
he had to release his statement.
Where was Bruce Willis not wearing a mask?
I can see dead people.
Oh, he was dead the whole time. He was in Southern California. People have had time to watch it. He was in Southern California. It looks like some kind of supermarket or a store because he's like walking with, and there's like one of those prepaid gift card kiosks behind him. Mm-hmm. And then there's like batteries. So it's probably like a CVS or a big drugstore type place.
I'm impressed that Bruce Willis does his own shopping. You would think he'd have a person for that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those celebrities, they like to get out with the people.
the best part is when he's walking. It's like Greg. He's a man. He's a comedy man.
Yeah, right.
When he's walking out, he's got his hand over his face, and I don't know if he's wiping his nose or if he's like attempting to cover his face because he got called out for not wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. But he was at Rite Aid in L.A. So he had a scarf on. He could have easily pulled that up. Mm-hmm. A bunch of news outlets reached out to his representative. They didn't answer immediately, but I guess Page Six in the New York Post reporting people were freaking out in the store. So he's now apologized and said it was an error in judgment.
He just forgot it.
All you gotta do is pull your shirt up.
I mean, the guy gave his life to avoid an asteroid hitting Earth.
That's true.
Can't you just pull your shirt up over your nose and that could, you know, that replaces the mask?
Because you're a moron and you won't wear a mask.
Dale.
What was his last good film, Bruce Willis?
No, I'm just kidding.
I thought Death Wish was pretty good. Did you not see the remake? He did the remake of Death Wish, yeah.
Was he in Siege? The Siege?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, you would love it.
Really?
It's like before 9/11, and it's amazing how spot on it ended up being. The Siege.
No, they remade the Charles Bronson Death Wish film.
Yep.
No, I'm not cool with that.
It was actually pretty good. You're not cool with it?
No, I'm not cool because Charles Bronson was the role of a lifetime for him.
And he did it a couple times, right?
Yes.
Was it three of them?
Yeah,
was it three Death Wishes?
It's Liam Neeson. If they're gonna 10 years from now remake the Taken movies with Will Smith's kid or something.
Oh, he was in the Expendables too. That was a real.
No, you know what I heard was pretty good, and I haven't watched it yet. And he's in it is Motherless Brooklyn. He's in that. I think Ethan Hawke is also in that. I heard it was supposed to be a pretty good movie, but that was one of the movies I'm just kind of looking at as IMDb that I could think about. I seen him on a couple of these, like Surviving the Nights. He's doing now a lot of these made straight for on-demand movies.
Yeah.
And, so he plays a lot of roles in that. But, yeah, I saw Death Wish not too long ago. It was pretty good.
I tried to sneak in to watch Leonardo DiCaprio act at Howl at the Moon, but I was rejected because you have to have multiple COVID tests. That's the way the Hollywood people do it.
You know, you're probably going to lose your mind when I say this because, I'm a huge movie guy. The flight to Houston coming back, for the first time, I watched The Wolf of Wall Street.
Please don't tell. I'm done with you if you say you didn't like it.
No. He is spectacular
in
that.
Right, thank God.
No.
Who's Venice?
I found out it was based on a real story.
Person, yeah.
But the way he is as an actor in that, I was like, he was so emotional. I was like, man, this dude is. But I did love him in Django, so he's always been good with me. That was the first time I saw The Wolf of Wall Street.
$26,000 worth of sides.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
And
it's one of those movies you can watch 10 times.
The boy was good in two. Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he's excellent in that film, yes. Not really my boy, but...
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what movie I saw last night? Shawshank Redemption. That thing is good.
Yeah. Birth of a Nation. Did you see Birth of a Nation? Great film.
Yeah, I saw that.
How about Das Boot?
You make it sound like Wolf of Wall Street. When did it come out?
A long time ago.
2013.
2013, all right. So
that's a long time ago.
By the way, 7 years too late.
Last year was 10 years into one, so.
Wiggy is, texters are saying, it's Wiggy correction, it's Ed Norton, not Ethan Hawke.
Oh, Ed Norton, okay, sorry.
I was going to say, when has Ethan Hawke done anything recently?
Yeah. Ethan Hawke was tremendous in Training Day.
Is that like Ethan Crow?
Ed Norton is really good. What's that movie, Primal, is that Primal Fear the name of that movie?
No, yes, My
Primal
Left Foot.
Fear. It's Primal Fear.
Stop it, Curtis.
That's the kids are all right.
Was he nominated for an Academy Award for that?
Let's see.
He should have been.
Richard Gere.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
It depends where your VPN is. You're going to get a different Google search.
Google
he
it.
He was nominated for Best Supporting for Primal Fear.
So you tried to get on the set of the Leo movie?
I did, yeah.
Don't you own that building?
I do, yes. Well, not the building, the place. But they turned the Netflix, took the place for a whole week. And they turned it into this shrimp place for the Netflix movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know what you should have did?
What?
You should have tried to get to his people. He's a big sports guy.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's a big Lakers fan or something.
Yeah.
How do you not know people that know him?
Right.
You know everybody.
I don't know. No. Leonardo is, the guy is, I mean, he's like A-plus A-lister.
He's up in
your building, though.
I know, but that doesn't matter to Hollywood.
You could have taken him on the trilogy. He would have loved that.
They had 500 people.
His girlfriend's with him.
They had 500 people in there filming a movie, and you can't open the bar up and have 50 people in there. Isn't that a weird thing?
But you're both climate guys. I mean,
he's a climate guy.
Yes, we are.
He's probably one of the top three greatest actors of all time.
That must have been the worst day of your life, because that is the intersection of the two things you care most about, bars and Netflix.
And Leo likes the young girls, too.
Wiggy, I hope there weren't any children sitting behind you on the plane while you were watching Wolf of Wall Street.
No, I was watching it on my phone. So, yeah, there was. And I guess when I flew United. So United has this free app and you can watch movies on there. And I was like, I had been meaning to watch it since 2003, but just for whatever reason,
But I've noticed now there's
10 years before it came out.
In 2013.
There's full on nudity
on these shows on the planes, and kids are like, I mean, there's no
restriction. No, there's no nudity on
there. Sure there is.
Not on the TVs that are on the back
on
of
JetBlue
the chairs.
There is.
Is
what
there?
Did you see nude? That was
nude. Yeah, what are you saw?
Yeah. I watched some weird show with this lady who...
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, this lady who was like Orders. Getting divorced and her...
My Secret Addiction.
This was a movie that you watched?
No, it was a TV show.
Different kind of hoarder.
I can't remember.
W-H-O-R.
I flew JetBlue going down, and they had two movies, and one of them happened to be Bill and Ted's Great Music Adventure, whatever the last one they just had. So I ended up watching that.
Wiki does not know the name, the official title of any film or television program that he's watched.
It was Bill and Ted's.
The
and
damn.
Face the Music.
Bill and Ted's
Face
Damn and
Face the Music.
It was that damn Goodwill Hunting.
It was a damn Circle K. Something was afoot.
Well, Face the Music. All right, I knew it was Bill and Ted's. I got that part right. It was the third movie that
everybody knows it's Bill and Ted's.
It was the damn Titanic.
I bet you didn't even know that they had a third one that just came out.
God, no,
I think a lot of people knew.
No, right. But I give two thumbs up for The Wolf of Wall Street.
The damn Star Wars. That's, all right. Well, Ken, we're going to get to what is trending?
Sure.
Here? Okay.
Home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 55. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You. Members can pick up select varieties of freschetta pizza, $2.98 each. Limit two when you activate the digital coupon valid through this Thursday, January 14th. Now, if Julian Edelman is retiring or moving on from Boston, it's a strange subtweet to the New England Patriots Fans of Dallas site praising his multi-million-dollar social media presence. And he responds, "Boston, I love you. You've weighed on my and my family's mind for a long time."
What does that mean? Boston has weighed on his mind. I feel like weighing on the mind is a bad thing.
Negative.
Isn't it? If something is weighing on your mind, it's not a good thing.
Sounds like he's out.
Well,
is it a contract ploy?
Nah.
No. I just wonder if he's saying to you that he needs to, you know, he wants to play another couple years, can't be here. And so it's weighing on his mind about whether or not he should retire a Patriot or something. I don't
Maybe that could be it.
He's got 1 year left on that extension. He's only guaranteed $2.8 million only. But $2.8 million for him. Might not be worth it, I guess.
Hey, maybe he's thinking I can go somewhere else and get like a 2 year deal for, I don't know, $10 million, five per year.
But he can't do that when he has when he has 1 year left here.
But
so
he's probably, you know, knowing that, hey, this is it. Because what better way to push it than tell your agent, hey, go to Bill and say, I want a new deal. And Bill will ultimately release you because he's probably thinking you got no more gas left in the tank.
He should have Mrs. Gilmore tweet about it for him.
Right.
Oh, she stays on. She stays on social media.
Well, Gerard Mayo is only 34, and he's only been coaching for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, just a year, right? So, his second season could be a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. You have a head coaching interview there coming up per the rap sheet.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. It must be good. Or people just keep going back to the same well that the Patriots coaching staff. They're going to find the next Belichick just because he was by association.
But you don't think Curtis brought this up, I wonder about this. Like, Steven Belichick has been coaching for a while. He's the de facto defensive coordinator. And there was something out there before if they said, would you ever consider going someplace else? And he said, yeah, if somebody, you know.
Think he would leave his dad?
Well, he said it. If somebody offered me an opportunity, like maybe to be a head coach, or I don't know exactly what position they would.
He's got to be a ways away from that.
But if Gerard Mayo, after one season, is already getting interviewed for a head coach, can you imagine if he gets a head coaching job? That is impressive.
That would be something.
Wow.
All four games this weekend on Sports Radio WEEI. Don't forget that. Celtics game postponed tonight against Orlando. Not enough eligible players. But Derek the Steelers fan says it's still a fraudulent crisis. Kyrie Irving, nobody knows where he is still. But they're investigating because of that video. His sister's birthday, confetti-covered floor, no mask, dancing, celebrating. Where is he? Just three straight, probably four tonight for personal reasons.
He's on a Zoom call. I told you, he's on a Zoom call with the one of the Democratic candidates for the Manhattan DA or something like that. So,
activist. Yeah. Activist basketball player.
And the puck drops tonight. Curtis is fired up. Pittsburgh, Philly, 5:30. Bruins tomorrow in Jersey.
Yes.
Sit the kid.
First of two there, yeah. Exactly. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
It's the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Iggy, what was your diet like when you were playing?
Eat what I want.
You ate what
like
you wanted?
It's like a loaded question, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm just
it's called the Roethlisberger.
Yes.
I'm just wondering because, did you see Chad Johnson?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He said that.
Clean, another one, good.
He was able to avoid injury during his NFL career because he ate McDonald's instead of healthy food.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Interesting.
I saw him.
Is
I don't know.
Anti-inflammatory?
Yeah, I don't really know that one. I saw him and Brandon Marshall, and Brandon Marshall basically said the reason why he fell off at the end of his career was because of McDonald's, and they got basically into a shouting match.
He was saying basically that the science, mm-hmm. I guess, when it comes to nutrition,
mm-hmm.
is what's killing everybody. We have some of the. Of the audio, which had to be edited, if you'd like to take a listen.
You know why?
Why?
Because I ate McDonald's and I built a callus in my body. Look at this.
I'm done.
Listen, you ate all that health and then when happened to you, your body couldn't take it.
Yes, it did. What are you talking about?
You got hurt because it hit you in your ankle. People, eat whatever the you want to eat. The body has to build up callus. You eat all this healthy sterilize everything. When this shit happened to you, your immune system can't fight it off. Your body doesn't know how to react. Just live, man. Science is what's killing everybody.
So he's saying somebody like Cam Newton, mm-hmm. who's a vegan, is more apt to get injured because the body is not used to an occasional Big Mac or an Egg McMuffin or something like that, I guess.
I think he was saying it like jokingly, like... But it was amazing that the guy did eat McDonald's, but he still kept himself in great shape. So I don't think, you know, I thought that was the biggest thing that they were arguing about is that. But, you know, you shouldn't be eating McDonald's and still trying to play in the NFL if you're not really taking care of yourself. And Chad Johnson took care of himself. The guy was in great shape.
He wasn't great. Couldn't read a playbook. But,
yeah, I mean, that part was a little
details,
different.
Details.
It's a little different, Greg.
I can't believe that he was on a Patriots Super Bowl team. I've actually completely forgotten about mm-hmm. that second loss to the Giants, but he was on the field.
Well, game. You know what was crazy? What I can't believe is how, talk about somebody who fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
He had like, you know, right before he got here, he had some good years in Cincinnati and he could still play. And that's where I thought you were going with when he was, because he was, that was Brandon Marshall he was arguing with. They have this I Am an Athlete podcast that mm-hmm. they do. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Marshall was like, well, the reason why you fell off at the end of your career was because you didn't take care of yourself. And that's when they got into the argument about, you know, me eating McDonald's had nothing to do with me falling off. He said it was because of him
Do you think he fell off because he just couldn't figure the system out? Or do you think he fell off physical ability-wise?
It was a system. I don't think he was out of shape when he was
yeah,
here.
It was the system and the system being... We heard from Cam this year, right? The system being difficult to learn, and some guys have a harder time than others learning it. And I think it was more about the system. And so he didn't have the confidence. So now when you see him, because the guy had great hands and could catch everything, but now he's just dropping routine balls here. It's not because his hands ain't good anymore. It's because he's got a lot of stuff going on in his mind, and he don't know the system. So that means there's a lack of confidence. Because great hands, you know how you have great hands? It's all about confidence. That's it. If you're confident, then you can catch any and everything. But if you don't have that confidence, it affects everything you do and it affects your ability to catch the football.
Hmm. What about Cam Newton throwing it to you?
Same thing.
Does that affect your ability to catch the ball?
It affects your ability to throw the football. It's about confidence. Do you think Chuck Knoblauch couldn't throw the ball from first base, second base?
That was a mental thing for him.
Right, and it's about confidence. Everything that you do as an athlete, it's all built off of confidence. If you have no confidence, it doesn't matter how good of an athlete you are, how fast you can run, how hard you can throw, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. That's why Brady is so good, because his confidence level is through the roof. The great ones have unbelievable confidence.
But I don't get that, though, this year, because we would all agree that Cam Newton exudes confidence.
Yeah, but you're...
He does.
But
absolutely.
See,
and he was awful.
Right, but the confidence...
Wiggy doesn't think he was awful.
No. The confidence...
Relax.
You're missing the point. Like, you would never understand. It's hard to explain this, but I'm going to try.
There it is.
Well, it is.
What's hard to understand about confidence?
What confidence as a player. As right. a player is different than as a human being.
Can I take a wild guess?
Okay, go ahead.
That if you're confident, you trust yourself and don't second guess yourself, so you are better and more equipped to run and operate an offense.
Correct.
But what you got to understand is if you don't, you could be a confident person off the field.
I get it. I just talked about it on the field.
But it's about knowing the playbook and understanding, being confident and having that rapport with your guys and having the confidence in them as well as having the confidence in yourself. So sometimes if I lack the confidence.
Nice job on rapport. You like slid that? It in there.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
Bravo, buddy. Bravo.
Well done.
Sometimes if I don't have confidence in the guy that I'm throwing the football to, then that affects me.
Right.
You know?
Last year, I would say that Tom Brady's lack of confidence in the weapons around him impacted his play on the field.
I mean,
yes,
Chad Johnson eats McDonald's every single day. Every day.
Like, he's eating Big Macs, too.
It is amazing. Once, it's like Wiggy and Race, you and fast food, Greg. The second we mention fast food, we've lost you the rest of the day.
Yes,
I know. I'm obsessed with the fact that he does that, and he's still in good shape.
Because he trains like an animal. So I guess if you eat whatever and you train like that, does it really matter?
Yeah. How are you training? Because you're eating a pepperoni this morning, I see in Greg's Instagram story.
Oh, yeah.
Just not working out.
Well, you got that snack out of the snack machine. It doesn't look that good. It's like the pepper, like the salami and cheese.
Yeah, salami
wrap.
And the mozzarella. I love it.
I love a good pepperoni. Welcome.
You know, Danielle.
It's been in there since 1997.
I mean, sure, I don't know.
I train really hard at Everybody Fights a Rock in New Hampshire.
There it is.
I probably do about 8 to 10 rounds of boxing. So that's okay. That's what I'm doing these days. It's more
so
boxing.
8 to 10 pepperonis?
No.
Wiggy, 508 texter wants to know how long you think it is before we know if Cam Newton will officially be coming back to the New England Patriots.
Well, he told us that he was going to try to have a speedier process. Free agency doesn't start until, what, March, second week of March or something like that? So that's when it officially starts.
February 5th is when we'll find out.
So I would say we know about Cam sometime in March. You know, okay. March, April.
They better hurry
March
up.
March 17th is the official date.
All right, so. I mean,
last year he signed in July, so there's a lot of suitors.
Well,
for
we know he's going to sign well before
But there's nothing
that.
Preventing Bill from doing a deal with him right now. It would be Cam wanting to test the market.
It would be that, and it also
if he heard Schefter's report and he thinks he's going to get 2 years and $50 million, then it's going to definitely be March before we know anything. And
do you guys think that Bill wants Cam back?
I think he does.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I here's the biggest question I would have for Bill Belichick is what is your mindset of the quarterback position? What direction are you looking to go?
Is downfield?
Is it a trade? Is it draft? Is it a free agent? Like, what are you looking to do? You know what I mean?
That's score touchdowns.
I understand that, Curtis.
Win games.
Yeah, I understand that. But you gotta figure out. You gotta figure out how you're gonna do that, and the way you do that is what direction are we going in? Are you drafting a kid with the 15th? I think you should realistically be looking at Deshaun Watson. That's what he should be doing.
But they have to get somebody, Wiggy, you'd admit, before the draft, right? Because free agency, March 17th, mm-hmm. draft, and May 1st, basically, end of April. They cannot just go without a quarterback until then.
Well, I don't think they need a quarterback. Why?
Well, you end up like last year where you bring a guy in the summer and you have
but,
no idea.
But if you know, okay, we're going to draft a guy, then you just draft the guy. When
and start him?
But if that's your mindset, we're going to draft the guy and start the guy, then you know you're getting somebody in the draft, which is the end of April.
You don't know. I mean, the draft is not a guarantee for anything. Nobody knows. how it's going to unfold.
No, but if your mindset, he's saying, if Bill's mindset is, I'm going after a quarterback in the draft, that's first round, that's what I'm 15 right. or whatever, that's what I'm getting.
But Ken's saying that you need to already have another quarterback on your roster, which is going to be gone by the time you get to the draft.
Well, they got Stiddy.
Right. Stiddy.
But see, that's why I said, what is his mindset? Is his mindset, we're going with the guy that we drafted? Then if we are doing that, you can get anybody. And you can get anybody at any time.
Well, not if you need to win the first couple games until he comes.
Right, but if your mindset, Ken, is that we're starting the rookie quarterback in week one, why does he need to go get all he
needs?
Well,
you still need a Fitzpatrick type or somebody.
No, you just find a backup. He could bring back Brian Hoyer or Stidham at that point.
But then you'll start 0-4 before the rookie's ready.
But if he doesn't mind, but if that's why I said, man, were you listening to anything I said?
All I heard was Brian Hoyer, and I got excited.
Greg, you seemed like was the only one listening. Danielle, were you listening?
No, okay. I don't listen to anything. I'm just looking at snacks online.
But the point is, what is Bill's mindset about the quarterback position? If it's drafting a guy, and that's the guy we're going with, it doesn't matter about free agency.
But Aaron Rodgers didn't start until year three. How do you know this guy's going to be ready?
But his mindset is we're not waiting to year three. We're starting him in week one like Joe Burrow.
How could you possibly know that about your quarterback until you get him into camp and he goes through drills and you find out if he's ready?
Cincinnati did it.
Well, but maybe Joe Burrow was ready and proved it on the field.
Right,
you don't know
that. How do you know if Joe Burrow is ready if he's never played in the NFL?
Well, they had him in training camp and all through practice.
What is the likelihood?
And Joe Burrow is old for a rookie.
What's the likelihood of Watson even coming here? Like, isn't it? Doesn't he want to go to Miami?
Better shot that you fly today.
No, it doesn't matter where he wants to go. Doesn't matter one bit where he wants to go. It's about who gives the Texans the best package because he will get traded to that place. So it don't matter what Deshaun Watson wants. He's going to go wherever wherever they trade him.
He's not going to be more gruntled if he goes somewhere where he arrives pissed off.
Wait,
because
and how can you say that, Wiggy? He's currently unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
He's signed a contract. He's under contract to play for the Texans. And you say they have to trade him because he's unhappy. So if he's just going to go wherever they trade him, that totally flies in the face of reason.
He does have a no-trade clause, by the way.
Right, but it's about who gives them the best package. Right? So when you look at the best package, and if let's say the Miami Dolphins go, we're gonna trade our first round draft pick and Tua.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can beat that package, then
But he has a no trade clause.
Okay, so guess what? If you're not willing to work with us, you'll be playing for the Texans next year.
But to answer your question, Greg, zero. He's not coming to New England.
Why would he want to play with this team? Look at the offense.
Well, only because of Bill, maybe.
Who's the best player on the Patriots offense?
Do you think guys still want the opportunity to play for Bill?
No.
I think it's about what?
No, Curtis?
No way.
The greatest coach in the history of the game?
Although, after the statement on the insurrection, I think more likely.
And it's about what he does. If Bill Belichick goes out and signs Allen Robinson, there's a report out there that the Patriots are in on Allen Robinson. If he goes out and signs a legit number one tight end, he goes out and signs some defensive players, the team can instantly turn around like that. You don't think players want to go where they know, all right, Bill Belichick? Did you not watch any of the football games this past weekend?
I did.
You know why?
I watched all of them.
Okay.
There were too many on.
And what did you notice about these games?
What'd you think of the 8K?
It actually looked like a video game.
What's your question?
What did you?
Wiggy's new thing is questions. Everything's
you got a lot of questions.
Like a 5-year-old.
The thing that I noticed about all these games, well, I'll give you the answer because you don't want the question. Hashtag dumbass coaches. Pittsburgh Steelers, 4th-and-1. You don't go for it. You decide to punt the football, right? Hashtag Tennessee Titans. We love Mike Vrabel. What are Baltimore Ravens going to do? Try to run the football with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You let the guy run for over 100-plus yards. It's these dumb-ass...
Frank Reich was a moron, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dumb-ass coaches, and that's why these teams are losing football games. So if you're a player, and you're Deshaun Watson, and your whole career has been spent with dumb-ass coaches, you don't think he would want the opportunity to play for a guy like Bill Belichick?
Deshaun Watson played at Clemson, lives in Texas now. No shot he wants to live and play in the Northeast. If his perfect place is Jimmy G leaves, Kyle Shanahan is the quarterback whisperer. Matt Ryan had his best year with him. Jimmy G had his best year with him. He goes to San Francisco. He's happy.
Are you saying that he wouldn't be caught dead living in the Northeast?
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast.
Tom Brady and Deshaun are totally in agreement.
But that's why I said it's about Bill Belichick's mind. Because if his mindset is I'm trading for a guy, then that's going to be the guy. If it's I want to draft the kid and he's going to play, then that's who's going to play. And then I can get a free agent anywhere.
In all sincerity, do you think that Nick Caserio, in his first move as GM of the Texans, wants to trade the franchise quarterback to his former boss?
No, I don't think he wants to, but he might not. He may have no choice.
Right.
No, he can trade him.
But you don't think he wants to send him to Belichick?
I think that the NFL would give that the Kevin McHale, Danny Ainge look.
No, it depends on it depends on what Bill sends him back. If Bill sent him back three first round draft picks
and Brian Belichick.
You don't think that Nick Caserio would go, okay, because they're going to lose J.J. Watt. Nick Caserio needs to tear that thing down and rebuild it. And it seems like Jack Easterby has given him the ability to do that. So you don't want people on your team, even if they're your best players, that are going to be disgruntled, that are going to have issues with you. Like, you don't want that, you know? And we know that it seems like Deshaun Watson has been lobbying for Eric Bieniemy to be the head coach. Now, if Nick Caserio doesn't want to hire him as a head coach and they don't want to give or they don't want to take any of what Deshaun Watson has to say into consideration, why would you, even though he's a great player, why would you want him when you could say, okay, we're getting three first round draft picks. You know, we'll be able to build this team the way we want to build it and not have guys in that locker room, especially the quarterback who can put a divide between us and the players.
Right. Except in the case of Kyrie Irving, who you fully support in every action that he takes.
Well, Kyrie's a tremendous player. But if I'm the Caserio, I'm not trading Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, unless he demands it and is going to be a jerk the whole season. So you have to.
No, I hire Eric Bieniemy is what I do.
Well, then you're capitulating. Like, the first thing you're doing is walking in there and doing what the player tells you to do.
Does it concern you at all, Wiggy, that Patrick Mahomes currently has Eric Bieniemy as his offensive coordinator, and Mahomes is doing everything he can to get Bieniemy a head coaching job? Like, when Brady had Billy or Brady had Josh and they were clicking, he kept saying, I pray that these guys never leave, because he loved working with them. To me, it just strikes me odd that he's so happy to give Eric Bieniemy away to another team.
You mean when McDaniels and Brady didn't speak to each other at the end of last year? Is that what you're talking about?
I said when they were clicking.
Yeah, I don't think
that's how they click.
I don't think Mahomes minds if I think Mahomes feels like Brady. I know this offense well enough. Regardless of who you bring in, it's my offense.
I'm just saying that Brady, when he was here, said that he didn't want to lose Billy O or Josh. He would go out of his way.
You mean
to
Billy
say,
O'Brien, the guy he almost ripped his head off on the sidelines?
Yes. Is it an issue if Wiggy is talking about quarterbacks and all I can think about is quarter pounders based on the McDonald's discussion?
You like the quarter pounder?
No. Big Mac is the go-to. Yeah. I need maybe one a year. That's it.
One Big Mac?
Fraudulent.
We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.